Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 22nd, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God the Father. God, Jesus mentioned back in 2002 that there were two groups of Islamic people in the afterlife, those that live in the kingdom of God and those that live with us. We also know that there are people of virtually every other religion under the same circumstances. Some of them live in their respective kingdoms, and some of them in the Spiritus Republic. It says in the Bible that you are a jealous God, and will have no other God before you. How do you reconcile these separations?
Well, it's simple, really, Allura. Your people have no God. You worship only your beloved ancestors, and then you have your ancestors go to the Lords of Light, and I am certainly a Lord of Light, tell their problems so that the Lords of Light will take care of them. If you have no God, you have no God above me. Therefore, there is no problem between us. You call me infinite law, you call me infinite love, you call me infinite joy, but you call me something. So, where you say you have no God, I can't have any argument with you, because you are putting nothing above me. Now, some people might get a little bit confused on this, and it might upset them somewhat that you refuse to have a God. By refusing to have a God, by refusing to have any deity, and believing only in infinite law, you make yourself purer with me, and that's why we get along so well, because you have no God.
I'm really confused on this one, God.
We're recording this on Monday morning, Allura. It's little doubt that you're confused, but it will become clear to you. It always does.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here, John Lennon and Demetrius, for Christmas, wrote a story, 3rd Platoon Christ Brigade, which is a very interesting adventure, and I highly recommend it. It is available at
www.voicesfromspirit.com/V19NN7/links.htm.
And I ask you to go and read it, because I know it is something that you will enjoy.
We're back. God, Jesus also mentioned back in 2002 that he often had Satan, who we call a voice of the children, over for supper. Do you ever have him over? Does he ever visit you in the holiest of all?
Well, Allura, I never have him over for supper because I never eat or drink. I exist purely on the love that is sent to me from my people, from my children. So I couldn't very well have him over for supper. But yes, he comes to the holiest of all once in a while, and we do converse. There are things going on between our people that we have to keep track of and have to keep straightened out and make sure our children don't get on wayward ways and start fighting with each other or something. There is always something that we have to discuss. He probably comes by at least once a week to have a little conversation. We have been friends for untold ages. He became stable in this world, in my world. He began to visit me, and we began to work together. Those who bear the light, Allura, always work together. Those that's main concern is the love and care of their children work together. We don't fight each other. We're not against each other. Each of us wants their children to survive and have eternal life. So, of course, he comes by once in a while.
That's great, God. I forget sometimes that you were here before we got here.
I am always everywhere before anybody gets there, Allura. That's why I'm so far ahead of everyone.
We'll be back again.